From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Investigators in Brussels have found the fingerprint of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam, along with possible suicide belts and traces of explosives similar to those used in the November 13th bombings. Lisa Bryant has details.
Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police discovered the items in a raid of a Brussels apartment last month. Salah Abdeslam, whose fingerprint was found there, is believed to have played a key logistical role in November's attacks here. His brother Brahim was among the suicide bombers who died in the shooting and bombing attacks around Paris that killed and injured nearly 500 people. Belgium police also found what they believed to be three handmade suicide belts, along with traces of TATP, a highly volatile material that was packed into the suicide vests of the Paris bombers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A suspected U.S. drone strike Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. Officials and residents said it occurred shortly after the extremist group beheaded seven people in the same area. The violence occurred in the remote Achin district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. The volatile district is where IS is believed to have set up its strong bases. Provincial governor spokesman Ayatollah Khojani told VOA that six Taliban insurgents were among those beheaded by Daesh, the Arabic acronym for IS. He added that while the executions were being carried out, missiles fired by an unmanned U.S. aircraft hit the area. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging Americans to pressure Congress to tighten gun laws after a string of shooting massacres across the country. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more on the president's televised town hall.
The town hall, broadcast by CNN, centered on the controversial question, how far should the government go to restrict access to firearms? The president said the U.S. can do more and still protect Americans' constitutional right to own a weapon.
I respect the Second Amendment, but all of us can agree that it makes sense to do everything we can to keep guns out of the hands of people who would try to do others harm.
Earlier, Obama announced executive actions, including expanded background checks and law enforcement. He again chided the Republican-led Congress for rejecting efforts to toughen gun laws and accused lawmakers of bowing to the powerful National Rifle Association lobby. The NRA rejected an invitation to join the town hall. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the world's largest economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoil and other headwinds. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate was 5%, where it has been for the past 3 months, and the lowest rate in more than 7 years. The job gains are far larger than most economists expected, with business services, construction, healthcare, and restaurants adding tens of thousands of workers. The mining sector, which includes the oil industry, continued to shed jobs due to low oil prices. While the report is better than most economists predicted, it still shows 7.9 million people out of work and another 6 million who can find only part-time employment. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received an irritating birthday gift Friday when South Korea resumed critical loudspeaker broadcasts along the border area. South Korea says the broadcasts are a countermaneuver to Pyongyang's recent nuclear test that Seoul says violated an August agreement. But not everyone in Seoul is convinced that blaring music and commentary about Kim Jong-un on the gigantic speakers will accomplish anything. Opponents of the broadcast say the tactic does nothing to help the two sides work through their differences. In response to the noise, North Korea's military has increased the number of troops deployed along the border. Two former prime ministers will face off in the Central African Republic's presidential runoff election on January 31st. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.